This is Semper Fortis, coming to you again, courtesy of BlowTopSecret.com. And this is a little bit different. Always before, I tried to soothe you with my selections of soothing poetry or rousing poetry, or and then some comments at the beginning or the end. But I thought I'd talk to you for a minute about what it's like to be a cop. This is my third attempt. It seems like every time I try to do this, I wind up going off on a soliloquy of my life. And that's not my intent here. I wanted to just kind of give you an introspective view. But let me give you a little background to begin with. Came out of college, went to the Marine Corps in 1980. Wound up being a very, very good shot, so I wound up being assigned to a state platoon. And for those of you that are non-military, that stands for Surveillance and Target Acquisition, which is the correct terminology for a scout sniper unit. I got out of the Marine Corps in December of 1985. And went into police work in 1986. Did a number of years in Maryland, then finished my career in Delaware, took an early retirement, and moved to South Carolina, where I went to their academy here. So I've been to three police academies and 25, 30 different schools. I'm a computer forensics expert, mountain bike police instructor, tactical hand-to-hand combat instructor, firearms instructor, SWAT team basic instructor, on and on and on. But that's just boring. But I've ran the gamut of everything from rookie road officer writing tickets to now I'm in management. I still go out and still make arrests, because that's just who I am, but that's not my main function. But my main function for most of my adult life was doing just that, going out and protect and serve. That's it, protect and serve. But what's it like to be a cop? It starts off very idealistic. Gonna change the world, gonna make a difference. Gonna stop crime, clean up your city, or your county, or your state, whoever you work for. And then slowly but surely, the realization comes upon you over a period of years that you're not going to change anything. But what you might do, what you might just get a chance to do, is to change one person's life. And if you've done that, then your career in law enforcement has been valuable. And I've done that on a number of occasions. Most of my career was spent in a high crime area, drug infested projects type of area. And I had several opportunities to save lives, and I've watched as life left this mortal coil. But more often than not, it was a very positive experience, from changing the porch light for the old woman down the street to helping with the Special Olympics. But the downtimes are there too. So what's it like to be a cop? It's crawling into a bottle. It's suffering failed relationships. It's coming out of the hospital with your eyes crossed because you caught a two before upside the head. It's 2 weeks convalescing with a bullet lodged underneath your left kneecap. It's excitement and adventure and boredom. It's learning to carry a book with you in your patrol car, because at 3 o'clock in the morning, nothing happens. You pull off the side of the road, you read a book. That's right, on your tax dollars. It's getting spit on by some idiotic third grade teacher alongside of the road because he was traveling at 25 miles an hour over the speed limit. you felt it your duty to give him a ticket to slow him down and maybe save his life. It's picking up the woman that was beaten almost to death in her apartment by her husband and carrying her down the steps and watching her die in your arms as you carry her to the ambulance. It's having cookouts at the shooting range with all your friends, sitting here drinking coffee, talking to you. It's a lot of things. More than anything else, for me, it's honor. I come from a family of misfits. Most of them are in jail. The ones that aren't in jail are steady home drinking themselves to death. And I always wanted to be different. I was raised by my grandmother, and she taught me that there was value to my life and that I could be something more than what I saw around me. And I made a decision to do that. So for me, being a policeman is putting that badge on every day and knowing that I'm going out and I'm going and making a difference. Even if I don't do anything the entire day, I'm there and I'm trying. I'm not just sitting around complaining because President Bush did this or President Bush did that or Nancy Pelosi's this or Nancy Pelosi's that. I'm out there making a difference. I'm doing something. And to me, that means everything. It's the honor of those that came before me. It's the courage to put a gun on and know that I'm a target every day. It's being absolutely terrified and knowing that that's okay too, that that doesn't make me a coward, it makes me human. It's all of that and more. It's finally having a wonderful relationship with a woman that understands what it's like to be married to a cop. It's a camaraderie. It's a brotherhood of knowing that all the policemen that are out there are just like me. But they're still just doing a job that is so very thankless in so very many different ways. I mean, if you look at it, the greatest thanks that we get is when we die, someone walks behind us and plays Amazing Grace on the bagpipes, brings tears to everyone's eyes. They play taps. They put us in the ground, and we're forgotten about for the most part. And yet, we get up every day. Every day we strap that gun on, and every day we go out and do the job because other people won't. I used to have an avatar on ATS that said, "I fight because others won't." And that's true, but it's also true that I fight because others can't. Because there are those who can't do the things that I do, who are not physically, mentally, or emotionally capable of performing the duties that are so very necessary. And I get a lot of flack sometimes on ATS because I am a cop and cops get flack. And some people blame their entire life on the fact that some policeman gave them a ticket or some policeman arrested them because they had a nickel bag of dope. Look, I don't arrest for dope, but I don't blame policemen that do. It's against the law. Whether you think it's right or wrong doesn't matter. It's currently illegal. So have some sense about it. It's kind of like speeding. If the speed limit says 25 miles an hour and you're speeding at 26 miles an hour, you're breaking the law. But most people realize you can do that. And you can do 30 in a 25. But if you start going 35 in a 25, then you start getting someone's attention. And that's all the policeman wants you to do, is just use some common sense. You know, don't pull up alongside the marked patrol unit and roll a joint and look at him and wink and pull off. What do you expect us to do? We're going to do our jobs. Would we rather be out locking up some kingpin with 10 tons of cocaine in the back of a semi-trailer? Of course we would. But frequently, you don't give us any choice because you put us in positions where we have to take action. And that's all we're asking for, is a little cooperation. We don't want to be idolized. We don't want to be put up on pedestals. We just want to do our jobs. Until we get to a retirement point and we can buy a boat and spend the rest of our life on the water with our loved ones. So, to end this, what's it like being a cop? It's knowing that my life has stood for something. That if I died tomorrow, my life has been worthwhile. I don't think I've left a legacy other than two beautiful daughters. But legacy or not, my life meant something. That's what it's like for me to be a cop. It's so simple. Signing off.